Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
December 7th, 1941, a day that shall live in infamy. That's what FDR told us then, and it is still true today. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, December 7th, 1941. So, 1941 to the day. Yesterday, since we weren't on the air, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but obviously very, very critical part of our history. And even though we knew that peace talks and negotiations and all that had broken down, basically Japan, you know, said they were going to attack us. So it was just a matter of, you know, time and,
sure,
you know, where and when. And they didn't take any really special actions with the I mean, what would be the most vulnerable, you know, area would be clearly Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and much closer to Japan than anything else American. But anyway, it is what it is, and 2,400 Americans were killed, 1,200 were wounded, and, I mean, we had major losses. And the only kind of saving grace, if you will, is, you know, our really big stuff was out.
Right.
On a mission, the aircraft carriers, because if we didn't have them, all three fleet carriers were out to sea on training maneuvers. So if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have been able to take revenge at the Battle of Midway, and things may have turned out slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there certainly would have been more loss of life, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
And then today, in 1980... John Lennon, former member of the Beatles, was shot and killed by an obsessed fan in New York City.
Remember that well.
40-year-old artist entering his luxury Manhattan apartment building when Mark David Chapman shot him four times at close range. I've told my story before real quick. I was at a Monday Night Football game in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And when we left the game, we had to go back to Fort Lauderdale, and I was in broadcasting school then, and kind of dozed off, I guess, for a couple of minutes. And when I woke up, you know, my buddies, Jimmy Kay and Vito, they were like, hey, John Lennon's been shot. What? Yeah, listen. And they put on all the different radio stations, AM and FM. They were all playing the Beatles.
Because you wouldn't have believed them, probably, immediately.
No, because we would pull pranks on each other all the time. And I was the one who nodded off, so they were conspiring,
exactly.
So I thought.
Yeah.
But no, and I know you've got a story, too.
Well, yeah, I was actually visiting family in Houston and was planning to go to work the next day with my brother, which before he moved on to NBC, worked at the local, one of the Houston television stations. And so that was the breaking news. And so it was interesting because I was 80. So, you know, I'm what, 19 years old, whatever-ish, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. And so going to a TV station back then, of course, the technology was different than what they have now. You know, sitting in the planning meeting that morning for the news that day, you know, you had staff bringing in album covers so they could do some background art. You know, you didn't have the digital background pictures that are shown during the news. They had an artist who would draw those things.
Wow.
I mean, it was all done by hand. And so that was a very interesting day as a young guy in radio, getting immersed in TV on what was one of the biggest stories of the year. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, it was. It was a very odd feeling. And this is a guy who's all about peace. Give peace a chance, you know. Mm-hmm. And this guy was supposedly a fan at one time, wasn't he? Mark David Chapman.
Oh yeah, big time. Big time.
Shot him four times at close range with a 38 caliber revolver.
That's an interesting twist on mental illness, because how many times do we see fans of someone, maybe head of the local fan club, is the one that actually ends up
that
killing
Hispanic
their hero.
That Hispanic singer.
Yes.
What was her name? Selena.
Selena.
Yeah, and wasn't it like the head of her...
Yeah, it's in Houston, yes.
The head of her fan group or whatever. Yeah, sometimes those that are closest, I guess that... You know, become somewhat obsessed, and then kind of goes from there. Now, was this the same guy that was trying to impress the actress?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Because
Jodie Foster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you had two weirdos shooting at people around the same, you know, time period. Because remember, you also had Reagan, the attempt on Reagan's life.
Yes.
So in the calendar of events in my life and in my mind, you know what I mean? Those two are pretty close together.
And, you know, very impressionable ages, too. And then something that tragic, you know. Again, because we weren't inundated with 24-hour media of everything around the world, something that big in America was definitely had a bigger impact because it wasn't watered down.
You know, if you listen to John Lennon's last album, you know, it was a big seller.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the wheels going round and round, and woman.
Mm-hmm.
You almost got the impression that there was a little bit of maybe
softening?
Foresight. No, foresight there.
Oh.
Something was going to happen. This was his goodbye album.
I haven't thought about it that way.
Yeah.
I just always thought of the irony that he made fun of Paul McCartney with his silly love songs, which is why that song was written. And then a few years ago, and then he's going, woman.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. It's kind of like, well, maybe you softened up just a little bit too there, John.
Well, and that as well.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's some of the things that have gone on around this time in history. And
we remember them well.
Yeah. Hey, how about that Indiana Hoosier football team? Undefeated. They had to face Ohio State, Big Ten championship. Ohio State. I believe that game was in Columbus. That's a daunting place to play. Indiana. They don't win championships. They don't. The Hoosiers quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, gave a heartfelt interview to Fox Sports and attributed his win to God.
Oh.
After his team's 13-10 win against Ohio State, clinching the Big Ten championship on Saturday. Mendoza threw for 222 yards and a touchdown at Lucas Oil Stadium. Sorry, that was in Indianapolis, not in Columbus, like I said earlier. It sounds so beautiful to be the Big Ten champ, and he says, all glory to God for the win.
Awesome.
Yep, and that was exciting. Now, you know, being from Michigan, we are taught that, you know, well, I don't know who you want to say is who, but you know, two groups of people that have lived side by side but not successfully, like in the Middle East.
Oh yes,
yeah. Taught from birth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was taught from birth.
Uh-huh.
At Ohio State, that's just not that school down south. Just they ain't right. They ain't right.
Some rivalries will always be Cardinals Cubs if you're talking baseball, you know, and it just goes on for decades.
Oh, and it has all kinds of twists and turns
in
it, you know? But anyway, that doesn't mean that Ohio State's out of it. In fact, not at all. Not at all. But will be some of the games, I believe they are. They're shaping up already. Now, the top four, they get a bye. So Indiana, ranked number one. Ohio State, they were at one. Now they dropped just to two. That's pretty strong, but they only had one loss, so I get that. Then you got the defending, they are the defending national champs. Then you've got Georgia, number three Georgia, and number four Texas Tech. Okay, they all get a bye. So the first games are going to be with the rest of the category, you know, because they have the playoff thing.
Right.
So you've got James Madison playing number five Oregon. That's a small school and a small program.
Don't they have a new
coach? Notre Dame is sitting on the sidelines watching James Madison play. So Notre Dame said, you know what? If that's what you think about our program, you can take your bowl games and shove them. They're not going to be. They're not going to participate in a bowl game.
But Napier, James Madison now.
Is that where he's at?
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know what another interesting matchup is going to be then, since you brought that up?
Yeah.
Number 11, Tulane.
Yes.
Taking on number 6, Ole Miss.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
So we landed one of those two coaches. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to be pulling for Tulane. Although I do like Ole Miss if I have to like other teams in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked them.
That's funny.
Yep. Ah, 'tis the holidays, and that's part of it. Yep. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. There's plenty to talk about today, and we'll keep it going. Don't forget, 9:05, Florida Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins will be on the air with us. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's another awesome day. It looks kind of misty and foggy and stuff, though, too.
Yeah, a little bit. It should clear up later.
I'll be careful, folks. Mm-hmm. All right. 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You know, you've got a guy like Zohran Mamdani. He's not even the mayor yet in New York. He's already doing videos of telling what these illegal immigrants, what their rights are. And you know, don't accept anything less than a judge's warrant. And the paperwork they show you probably isn't a judge's warrant. I mean, that's going to create more problems.
Well, here's a crazy thought. Going to solve them. If they've got a judge's warrant, I'll bet it's in English.
Yeah. Like, how are they going to know the difference?
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to assume it's not official.
Exactly.
And that's when the situation started.
So he's causing more trouble for some folks, probably.
Yeah. Yes. So. Yes. And putting putting lives in peril, really, on both sides. Mm-hmm. And ICE is just, they're trying to do a job. Well, it's this kind of rhetoric from some of these, you know, lefty nutbags, why that threats on ICE officers are up 1,200%.
That's crazy.
1,200%. They're under attack. You know, they've been doxing these people. They throw stuff at them. They block them in with cars. I mean, it's not good. It's not, and they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. The bad guys know what they're doing. They are trying to create a situation where something really bad is going to occur.
Yep.
And then they'll blame ICE.
Absolutely.
Sunday, CNN, State of the Union. Trump orders are Tom Homan. He said, ICE officers... threats against them up 1,200%. They're being doxxed on social media. They get death threats every day. They've been attacked. They've been shot at. These officers are out there looking for the worst of the worst. They're protecting themselves, and I think they're following the law. And if ICE officer acts out of policy or does something inappropriate, they'll be held accountable. But we've got to remember, I mean, they're under attack, and we're at a place in this country where all of a sudden the ones who enforce the law, the bad guys, and the ones who broke the laws are victims. I'm going to trust the men and women of ICE and Border Patrol who have been trained very well to do the right thing. But I'll say it again. If someone does something inappropriate, out of policy, illegal, they need to be held accountable by simple thinking. I haven't seen that. And again, I'm not in on every arrest. I'm not at every operation. I trust the men and women of ICE and the Border Patrol to do the right thing. Yeah, that's look. Talk about a really high stress job, and the folks on the left, all they've done is make it much more dangerous, much more difficult. And these people have families; they want to come home at the end of the day, and they're doing the job that they are committed to do, and that is to take illegal immigrants, and they try to focus on the most dangerous ones. But other ones are going to get caught up in a grab sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not just going to let them go necessarily. Because you're here illegally.
Isn't it ironic that these lefty politicians try to put on our federal employees that they are the anti-American ones?
Yeah.
Yet they're dealing with illegals. It's like, it's just so messed up.
The left puts everything else in front of the American people.
Yep.
It's just, this is a prime example of that. Mm-hmm. So what do? Well, you support ICE.
Yes.
You support them.
Absolutely.
And thank them. And applaud them. They're doing a tough job.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, get them a beer.
Excuse me?
Get them a beer. Buy them a beer.
Yeah. Okay.
Or help them, and somebody will buy you a beer.
Well, there you go.
There's an Idaho saloon owner who promised free beer to citizens willing to help U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement identify and deport illegal aliens.
Wow.
Yeah, but here's the bad news.
Uh-oh.
This Idaho saloon owner, who's obviously doing this, he's patriotic, he supports ICE, but let's not kid yourself, he wants a little bit of publicity out of it, too. You're an entrepreneur, that's not evil, that's not bad, it's all good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no. He's already had death threats against him.
Oh, my goodness.
But he remains undeterred in his mission. Bar owner Mark Fitzpatrick told Fox News, at Old State Saloon, we really aren't strangers to speaking out boldly about conservative Christian values and truth and putting the truth out there. Yeah. So come on by. I'll get you a brewski. The saloon's announcement about free beer ignited a firestorm online with people applauding and criticizing the move.
Hmm.
Yep.
It's his business. He can do what he wants. It's still America.
This is what it said. Anyone who helps ICE identify and ultimately deport an illegal from Idaho gets a free beer for 1 month. Gets free beer for a month.
Well, I guess since they have to actually be deported, it's a bigger reward, I guess, if you put it that way.
Turning patriots into alcoholics every day in Idaho. Hey, Mr. Potato Head, want another beer? Here you go, pal. No, I think it's fun. It's,
yes.
You know what I mean? No harm, no foul.
No.
And they're helping ICE, and they're being supportive of ICE.
And if it's somebody who's not, turns out to not be the case, they're supposed to be here, they're not going to be deported, so it's kind of all good at the end either way.
Fitzpatrick came up with the idea after 4 years of former President Joe Biden's open border policies that wreaked havoc on American communities. Now the saloon owner said he's being attacked for assisting ICE, with some people saying he should die.
Hmm.
Wow. Anyway.
Wow.
Free beer for a month.
There you go.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot more to talk about, including not limited to Zoran Mamdani and the stupid things he's doing and the J6 pipe bomber. Details on all that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:33 and you've got Zoran Mamdani, because of ICE raids that have been taking place in New York, he made a video to help people, to help illegal immigrants avoid ICE, basically telling them that, you know, unless they have a judge's warrant, and even mentioning that, yeah, they might show up with other paperwork, you're adding to confusion of some people that might already be confused. You're going to make it a more dangerous situation than it already is. I mean, this guy's already showed his true colors over and over again. You know, and that, I call it, you know, that's a strange way to say you love America. Yeah. Has he ever said he loves America? I just wondered.
Don't know that I've heard that per se, the way you would say if, you know, Donald Trump would say something like that.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was on with on 60 Minutes. And, you know, I wanted to say, well, they probably, you know. I wonder what she's saying, you know, because she's kind of kooky.
Oh, yeah, she can be.
And and she sparred with 60 Minutes host Leslie Stahl over what she claimed was accusatory behavior from the journalist. They kind of went back and forth, you know, toxic politics, but you took place in it, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, so did you as a journalist, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, they're both right to some extent, but apparently Leslie Stahl had difficulty really accepting her role in this. Does she doesn't realize that? That the media helped, you know, this level of toxicity, if you will, in politics today? Is she saying that she and others in the media did not play a role in that? That would be a lie. Of course they did. They ratcheted up. They repeated many of the stupid things that were said about Trump, like he's a Nazi and some of these other ridiculous things. You know, they gave some of those ridiculous statements some level in some people's minds of some kind of credence. I would like to say humbly, I'm sorry for taking part in toxic politics, Green said. Oh, well, that was back in CNN in November. It's very bad for our country. It's been something that I've thought about a lot, especially since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, is that I'm responsible for myself and my own words and actions, and I'm committed, and I've been working on this a lot lately, to put the knives down in politics. But Leslie Stahl said, but you contributed to that. You were out there pounding, insulting people. Green pushed back, claiming that Stahl had contributed to toxic politics herself. You're accusatory, just like you did just then. I know you're accusing me, but I'm smiling. Well, you're accusing me, Green said, but we don't have to accuse one another. And the two continued to go back and forth, with Green repeatedly insisting that Stahl should also acknowledge her own contribution to toxic politics.
Wow.
I don't insult people, Leslie Stahl said.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't insult people that share her viewpoints, that she hangs out with, that she goes to cocktail parties with and spends her time around. Yeah, she doesn't insult those people. But there are other people out there like, oh, I don't know, tens of millions of people who voted for Donald Trump to be president. Green had previously sat down with Stahl in April of 23 when the two had a fiery exchange over the congresswoman's claim that Democrats are the party of pedophiles. They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that? Stahl exclaimed. Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgery. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children. Wow, was Leslie Stahl's reaction. And, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene shocked the political landscape last month when she revealed she would leave Congress on January 5th. Many believe her abrupt exit was a result of her soured relationship with President Donald Trump. I'll tell you what it was. It was a young woman who had very little money when she got into Congress and now has millions. Okay? This is a story of a woman who wants to now enjoy that money.
Yeah.
That's what this is a story about. If you have millions of dollars, are you going to put up with all the malarkey in Congress?
I wouldn't.
Especially if you're not getting, you know, respect. And no. And you probably don't, in many cases, deserve it either. But
why hang around?
Why hang around?
Yeah.
You made your millions.
Yeah. Well, because we've talked. For people who have money, what is it they still want? They want power. If she has made her money and doesn't feel like she has power in her position, move on.
And she may have been maybe courted by some organizations,
sure.
Maybe some television stuff. I don't know. To make a living that way.
There will always be a gig out there for somebody like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And yeah. You know, if she enjoys the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, serving in Congress is kind of like drudgery. You got millions
of
dollars in the bank and you're making $174,000 and you got to try to keep two households going?
Mm-hmm.
No. Now, especially if you're on the outs with with the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, I thought they were like best buddies. That kind of fell apart quick.
Yeah, she was always just a little too edgy for me, though. You know, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, kind of, for lack of a better term, a little bit of a bomb thrower at times, yeah.
Yes, she made herself a lightning rod. She brought it on herself in that sense.
I want a rocket company. I want my own rocket company. Well, that's a tall order if your kid's sitting on Santa's lap and he starts to whine for that. I guess I'm channeling my inner Miracle on 34th Street since yesterday. I was watching apparently, I think there are three versions altogether. I could be way off on this. But, you know, there's the what I call the original one. I think it was 1947. And then there was the more modernized one that came out much later. I don't know, 1990-ish. Mm-hmm. And the newer one was on first throughout the day, you know, kind of in the background as we were doing stuff. And then the older one came on, which both actors that play, you know, Kris Kringle or Santa Claus or whatever, mm-hmm. both did an outstanding job. Yeah. It really centered on their ability. You know, yeah. They both pulled off those roles, I thought, extraordinarily well.
Yeah, 1947 was the original, and I think 94 was the
94
other one.
Was the other one. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just great stories and put you in the holiday spirit,
absolutely.
Hopefully. And, some of the funny stuff was what the kids would ask Santa for. But AI may soon reach beyond Earth as OpenAI CEO Sam Altman looks to the stars for a solution to the growing energy demands of data centers. Altman is reportedly considering an investment in a rocket company to take on his bitter rival Elon Musk's SpaceX.
Oh, wow.
According to a report by the Wall Street Journal, Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, has been in talks with Seattle-based rocket startup Stoke Space.
Dude, do you want to go to space? Oh, man, I'm stoked at the idea, man.
Wow.
Totally stoked.
Oh, man.
Wow, man. Is that like Seattle coffee you're drinking?
No, dude. But it's Seattle weed I've been smoking, man.
It's something else.
Anyway, Stoke Space. Okay. Hmm. And potentially invest billions and gain a controlling stake in the company. The discussions took place over the summer, intensified in fall, resolve around Altman's vision of deploying AI data centers to space in order to harness the sun's energy through solar panels and alleviate the strains on Earth's electricity grid. How do you get the electricity back to Earth? You get it all charged up and then you...
Well, no, the data centers are there.
Oh, you keep it all up there?
Yes.
So literally...
Yes.
The clouds.
Exactly. However, what do you do when you think about all that data being up there?
Mm-hmm.
Things like solar flares... what was the thing that made the plane drop the other day that we were talking about? There's all...
Some kind of particles coming from...
Yeah, you've got a lot of interference up there. If that is your backup for things, is it not at a higher risk being up there? Just tossing that out there.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I guess
I'm not an aerospace engineer, and I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Well, I mean, you know, we've got plenty of satellites up there, and... Most of them seem to be doing well. You will lose one every once in a while.
But you're storing your data up there at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's a little scary thought. I don't trust it on a computer on the ground, let alone one up in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought.
Yeah, it's a good thought.
Don't know.
The demand for AI data centers rapidly increasing with over 5,000 facilities currently operating. 5,000 data centers already operating. In the United States alone, Goldman Sachs projects that the electricity demand of these centers will see a 50% increase by 2027 and as much as 165% by 2020. As companies like OpenAI invest heavily in building new high-capacity facilities to meet the growing demand for artificial intelligence, the limits of Earth's resources are becoming increasingly apparent. So... you know what? One of the negative things that we may experience sooner rather than later would be this demand on energy, which is going to usually drive up the price for everyone.
Right.
So the average person who may not necessarily finding AI advantageous to them personally are going to find their power bills maybe going up much higher. But then they'll be told, well, it's for AI, man. So it's for, you know, it's for a good thing.
Yeah.
And also then the jobs eliminated at the same time. Hey, your power bill doubled, and you don't have a job.
Whoops!
And it's all about AI. It you know, you got to be careful. You know what do they say? You know, feeding the monster kind of a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it.
Well, and like I've said and lamented about, even though I know it's the most basic use of AI, whether it's on searches. And I'm so sick and tired of all the like YouTube productions that are vocalized and video is brought together with AI with AI because it's so wrong. It makes mistakes all the time while acting like it's, you know, the source for something, and they're giving out false information.
Did you say lament?
I did.
Breathe deep. The gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Hope everybody had a good weekend. 8:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I did something fun. I went to Palatka.
I saw you posted. You were. I wonder where you were because I saw snow.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't real snow.
Oh,
but I don't want that to ruin. You know, kind of. It really did. I think add to the festive mood.
They have
a thing. It's called Porch Walk, and this is the second year that they've done it, and it's in the historic section of Palatka, and you know, basically they've got some vendors out there, but you've got people partying on the porch. You've got bands playing on porches on several different. Well, I'd say there had to be four or five bands. I listened to a band. It was called Landfall. They did a lot of Jimmy Buffett stuff, and they nailed it. They were good. But it was a lot of fun. And yeah, the second story of the window that we were sitting fairly close to had one of those little snow maker machines. I guess it's actually like, you know, soapy foam or whatever. But yeah. That was coming down, and it made for, I think, a nice little memory and a picture, and had a good time. Who would have thought? Little old Palatka. You could have a good time. Yep. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I guess you can call me the AI skeptic. I don't believe any of these stories. I saw a guy this weekend about all the extra energy that all these data centers are going to need. Well, there's quite a few of them up and running in Texas right now. The energy use has actually gone down in the state of Texas. So I don't know what the end game is with this part of the AI scam where they're trying to get people to invest money, but it's just not what everybody is saying. And they've actually used less energy with all these data centers in Texas as of right now.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I just get what everybody else, you know, that we're told this is going to be a tremendous consumption of energy and that we need to really start working hard on that right now. I mean, my thought on that is if it ends up we don't use that much energy, then energy prices would, you know, come down for most Americans, which, you know, that would be a win. Or indeed, this AI stuff really does eat up that kind of energy. And if we want to lead the world in that technology, then that would be one of the ways we could maintain a stronghold is by being, you know, huge energy producers.
But we have been hearing that. I mean, even the president's made reference to it. It's about all these energy needs that we're going to need near these AI, whatever facilities that they're talking about. So we'll have to look into that a little bit. Maybe we'll talk to somebody who knows a little bit about energy.
A Hamas official says the group is ready to discuss freezing or storing its arsenal of weapons as part of its ceasefire with Israel. That sounds kind of odd almost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is a senior official who spoke Sunday offering a possible formula to resolve one of the thorniest issues in the U.S. brokered agreement. So I guess my understanding would be that they have not been disarmed. Hamas has not been disarmed. And now they're trying to come up with an agreement of what they can do or where they can store these weapons until what? They feel like they don't like the agreement or a bunch of the radicals within the group become even further radicalized and say, I don't care about no stinking peace deal, and then they break out the weapons.
Yeah, you're going to trust them to make this decision? I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so.
A member of the Hamas decision-making political bureau spoke as the sides prepared to move into the second more complicated phase of the agreement. We're open to have a comprehensive approach in order to avoid further escalations or in order to avoid any further clashes or explosions. Speaking to the Associated Press in Qatar's capital of Doha, where much of the group's leadership is located, the deal halted a 2-year Israeli offensive in Gaza launched in response to the Hamas October 7, 2023 attack. Asked whether the attack was a mistake, this guy from Hamas defended it as an act of defense. An act of defense. Yeah, killing innocent children, babies, teenagers, chasing them down. Horrific. Horrific on every level. No way, no how can you ever call that an act of defense.
Yeah.
This is the more difficult phase, apparently, since the truce took effect in October. Hamas and Israel have carried out a series of exchanges of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, with only the remains of one hostage still held in Gaza. An Israeli policeman killed in the October 7th attack. The sides are preparing to enter into the second phase, and this is supposed to lay out a future and promises to be even more difficult. Here's some of the issues. Deployment of an international security force. Formation of a technocratic Palestinian committee in Gaza. The withdrawal of Israeli troops from the territory. And disarmament of Hamas. Disarmament. So that's part of it.
Yeah.
But that's just the phase they're just coming into. An international board led by President Donald Trump is to oversee implementation of the deal and reconstruction of Gaza. Yeah, still a long way to go, but how far they've come.
Right.
And you have to really measure it that way. That's the only fair way to measure it. And under all the years under the Biden administration, the only thing he ever said was ceasefire. He never talked about a real peace. Not once. Not once. So that's all he talked about. Ceasefire. And the only time he said ceasefire, when he was talking to Israel.
Interesting.
Hamas leader Khalid Mashal declared that the resistance and its weapons are our honor and glory, and that the battle is not over, boasting rights are won at the recruitment office, not the UN Security Council, a declaration that directly contradicts President Donald Trump's 20-point Gaza peace plan. And this celebrates the October 7th Al-Aqsa flood massacre as a turning point to push Israel off, quote-unquote, our homeland and the international stage. So there's going to be so-called leaders are going to rise up within, you know, Hamas. And what are they going to try to do? They're going to try to get their folks to become radicalized or more radicalized and not want to follow a path to peace. And you kind of saw this coming, and you know that's what's going to happen. It's just how well can you address this kind of a thing?
Well, it's the same thing like we were talking about with the whole Somali thing in Minnesota and with immigration and migration and everything else. It's all about culture. It has nothing to do with skin color per se, but they've got a certain culture that they have lived in for however many years you want to say. That is not easily changed.
No, it's certainly going to take, at the very least, a generation, if not several.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to start somewhere, and we have a good starting point, one of the best starting points they've had in a long time. So hopefully they'll push forward. And, you know, when people rise up, these radicals rise up, it is the people closest to them and around them, the citizens, that need to try to take action.
Right.
And not, because, you know, it's like a magnet. It's like a magnet, or it's like a cancer, and it spreads throughout the community. And you get these young people, and all they're taught is, you know, hate the Jews, hate Israel, you want to wipe them off the map kind of thing.
We could apply the same thing to inner cities in America. Again, it's not a color thing, but if you've got a culture that is in control and you can't skip that generation, it's hard to change.
Yep. Gangs.
Yep.
Drugs. Hey, coming up in the next hour, the 9 o'clock stretch, we'll kick it off with a little conversation with the Florida Lieutenant Governor, Jay Collins. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up on The Bob Rose Show. And never miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you, now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.